But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. This is the Living Waters Broadcast.
We welcome you today to the Living Waters Broadcast. We thank you for having tuned our way. Korean Airlines Flight 007 was a flight of Korean Air from New York to Seoul in South Korea. There was a stopover in Anchorage, Alaska to refuel. And on September 1, 1983, the flight was shot down by Soviet aircraft. The airliner was en route from Anchorage to Seoul, South Korea. But owing to a navigational mistake made by the crew, the airliner drifted from its planned route and flew through Soviet prohibited airspace. The Soviet Air Force treated the unidentified aircraft as a U.S. spy plane and shot it down. The Korean airliner eventually crashed into the Sea of Japan, killing all 269 passengers and the crew. When the plane stopped in Alaska to refuel, the pilot and co-pilot had to reprogram the computer for the last leg of the flight. For some reason, the wrong information was programmed into the computer, and the plane was programmed off course and eventually ended up at the bottom of the sea. Wrong information was put in, and the result was a disaster. It seemed to the co-pilot that he had the right information and all was fine, but it was too late when he found out that it was not. My friend, what information are you using to program your flight to heaven? It is very important to have the right information. I ask the question again, what information are you using to program your flight to heaven? A lady called me by phone the other day trying to sell something, and I asked her about her eternal destiny. She told me that she was going to heaven, and I asked her why, and she told me that she did good works, that she was a good person. I told her that her information was wrong. I then gave her the right information, which we find in Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 in the Bible. For by grace have you been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, that no man should glory. This verse tells us real clear that salvation is not by my good deeds. It is a gift. It is not earned. We do not merit it or deserve it. The verse tells us clearly it is the gift of God, not of works. What information are you using to try to get to heaven? Are you basing your salvation on your good works? If you are trusting in that, you will never get to heaven because salvation is not by our good works. Proverbs 14:12 says, "There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." You may think that you are on the right road, but in the end, that road may lead you to death. You may say, "Well, Pastor Buddy, I've always been taught that I must do good things to earn my way to heaven." It is good to do good things. I agree, it's good to do good things. But the Bible tells us clearly that good things will not earn us our way to heaven. Titus 3:5 puts it real clear. He saved us not because of any works of righteousness that we had done, but because of his own pity and mercy. We may think one thing, but the truth may be quite different. My uncle loved horses. One day he had one that was sick. He kept some medicine at home and got a bottle out of the cabinet and went and gave the horse a shot. Hours later, he went back to check on the horse, and the horse was dead. He was expecting the horse to be better because of the medicine, but he was dead. He then checked the medicine bottle that he had given the horse, and he realized that he had given the horse the wrong medicine. What he thought was right was wrong. What he thought was good was in reality producing death. When we think that we are saved by our good works, we are ignoring two things. We, first of all, are ignoring that we have many bad works and sins. Number two, we are ignoring that God is holy and God must judge sin. When a person goes to trial, the judge doesn't ask him if he has more good works than bad works. He judges him to see if he is guilty or innocent. If he is guilty of just one thing, a judge that is just and righteous is going to sentence him. My friend, you and I are guilty. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death." We have all sinned, and the penalty of sin is eternal death, eternal separation from God in hell. A man who comes to our church meetings told me the other day that his only problem was that he smoked marijuana and that he was stopping that. Sin to him is just marijuana or some vice like that. What about the commandment of loving your neighbor as yourself? What about doing unto others as you would have them do unto you? What about our pride, our selfishness, our envy, and lack of love? What about our having turned our back on God and having gone our own way? What about our sins of omission? Omission is not doing the good things we know we should have done. We are guilty thousands of times over, and God is just and will not acquit the guilty. Job knew this, and he asked the question, "How can a man be just with God?" Job later answered the question, saying, "I know that my Redeemer liveth, the Lord Jesus Christ." Jesus came to pay a debt that we cannot pay. He was the innocent one who came and died for the guilty ones. He took my sins on himself on the cross. 1 Peter 3:18 says, "Because Christ also suffered for sins once, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit." Salvation is through the Lord Jesus Christ and not by my good works or deeds. I am a guilty sinner before God. I deserve condemnation, but God in his love offers me mercy instead of judgment because he sent Jesus to the cross to pay for my sins. To think that I can save myself by my own good works is an insult to God. I am guilty, vile, dirty, and unworthy. But God. A hymn goes the following way. In loving kindness, Jesus came, my soul in mercy to reclaim. And from the depths of sin and shame, through grace, he lifted me. From sinking sand, he lifted me. With tender hand, he lifted me. My friend, can you say that today? Today is the day to give him your sins, to turn from your self-confidence and rebellion, and confess your sins to him. Thank him for his son who came to the cross for you, and put your life and your trust in him today. Receive the Lord Jesus Christ today as your Savior, as the only Savior, as the only one who can save. My question today, my friend, is what information are you using to try to get into heaven? For 22 years, I was using the wrong information. I was thinking that if I was good and did good things and didn't do certain bad things, that I would have more good deeds than bad deeds and I would get into heaven. But I was wrong. I was using wrong information. There is a way that seemeth right to a man, but the end is the way of death. At 22 years of age, I began to hear the Bible preached, and I began to understand that salvation was not by means of what I did, but what Jesus did. I am the guilty one. He is the innocent one, the righteous one, who went to the cross of Calvary carrying my load of sin, to bear my punishment, to take my place, to be my substitute, to deliver me from a sentence of guilt, and to save me from the judgment that I deserved. He took my place. He took my place. In loving kindness, Jesus came, my soul from sin to reclaim. My friend, do you understand the loving kindness of God? Do you understand what mercy means? And can you say from the depths of sin and shame and my guilt, through grace, He lifted me. Through grace, He saved me. From sinking sand, He lifted me. From the sinking sand of self-trust, of self-righteousness, He delivered me. My friend, it's time today to turn from self-trust to the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the rock. He is the Savior. My friend, He is the right way. The information we need is the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. The Lord Jesus Christ who paid for us on Calvary's tree. The Lord Jesus Christ who took our place, who was our substitute, that there the righteousness of God might be satisfied, that there the holiness of God be satisfied in judging our sin. But the mercy of God there was made manifest, God not judging us, but judging His sin, giving Him judgment, offering us mercy. Oh, my friend, what a wonderful salvation. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Savior. Make Him your Savior today. Receive Him as your Lord and your Savior today. Come to Him. Come to Him. Don't trust in yourself. Don't trust in your own good works, because you and I are sinners, and you and I are guilty before God. My friend, there is a way that seemeth right to man, but the end thereof is the way of death. The way which is right is the Lord Jesus Christ, putting our life in His hands, putting our trust totally in Him. Oh, my friend, come to Him today. My time is almost gone. We have a web page, or we have an email you can write us. SPIV6327@bellsouth.net. SPIV6327@bellsouth.net.
If you'd like to reach us, send us an email.
Thank you for having tuned our way.
SPIV6327@bellsouth.net. That's SPIV6327@bellsouth.net.